Welcome to the Clipper Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Smiley. We're talking to Andrea Prosciutti, who is the senior manager of the Gallagher Marine Systems Plans Department. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So how long have you been in the oil spill response business, and what brought you to this kind of niche corner of the world?
Yes, niche is correct. I actually had no idea this world existed before I started working in it. I actually just celebrated my 14-year anniversary in the business and also with Gallagher last week. I started in 2008. I graduated from college and I needed a job. So I went on an interview and the rest is kind of history. Gallagher has made a home for me. I've spent my entire career in the planning sector of oil contingency planning and response. I started as a plans coordinator, actually working on the day-to-day development and maintenance of plans, and kind of worked my way through, saw a lot of different things on the along the way as far as change in regulation and requirements, working with the Coast Guard, the Environmental Protection Agency, California State, you name it. I've kind of had hands on it for the past 14 years, which really brings me to where my position is today, which is managing a team of 10 great individuals that are the daily touch point with our clients when it comes to contingency planning and maintenance.
So Andrea, the plans department covers a huge array of responsibilities. Can you kind of give us an overview of what it is the plans department is maintaining and the kind of a volume that you're responsible for day to day?
Sure, absolutely. So such a small part of what we do is that new plan establishment. We get new plan requests all the time, but once you get over that hurdle of, you know, getting those new plans in place, that's such a small piece. It's everything that comes after that, right? The maintenance piece. Vessels are constantly being sold, renamed, reflagged, things are changing. So that's really what we spend the bulk of our time doing in the plans department, working daily with our clients to kind of navigate all the different requirements and making sure that compliance is maintained throughout. Depending on where your vessels are operating in the US, that it directly correlates what type of contingency planning you need to have in place. So we're kind of that liaison between our GMS client base and the regulators. Currently, the plans department works with the U.S. Coast Guard with regards to federal plans, as well as U.S. flagged SOPEPs and SMPEPs. We work with California on contingency plans for both tank and non-tank. We work with the Panama Canal Authority for the PC SOPEPs, and we also work with Alaska State for Alaska State contingency plan needs, and then the Environmental Protection Agency for the vessel general permit. So the plans department has hands on a lot of different requirements. And again, to circle back, that's why, you know, our clients are heavily relying on my staff and my team to help them navigate through each situation for each of their vessels to maintain constant compliance. At this point right now, we maintain over 600 federal plans, and that's crossing tanker VRPs, non-tank vessel response plans, and we also offer an integrated plan for our tanker community, which covers both the federal and California state requirements. And then for California, we're managing about 300 plus plans, and that's both on the tank and non-tank side. So we have our hands full with contingency planning.
God, you have to be so detail oriented to Yes. make sure that you've crossed every T and dotted every I.
Most
if you wanted to let our clients know about a current hot topic out there, what would you want to communicate?
Yeah, it's the 2021 VGP annual reporting requirements. So as many people know, but this is a great time to remind you because it's crunch time. Each year, any vessel that held a notice of intent filed with the EPA for any duration of the previous calendar year. So So 2021, you're required to file what's called a VGP annual report. This report can be filed categorized in two different ways, whether your vessel operated in the US or did not operate in the US during the 2021 calendar year. The deadline for this filing is February 28th, 2022. So next week is your time to shine. So these reports need to get in. And the biggest thing for you to take away from this is that Gallagher can help. We've been busy processing our clients' requests for VGP annual reports for the last couple months. So if this is something that you've not considered yet or started working on, definitely encourage you to reach out. You can send an email to info@chgms.com for more information on how we can help you file and meet that requirement.
Andrea, thank you so much for all the work that you do and for keeping everybody in compliance.
Yeah, totally. Thanks, Dan. Thank you for having me.